That is the awesome Catanac, and I've loved that song. That is Honeycomb and Hurricane. And joining me all the way from Australia, Brisbane in Australia, is Catanac himself. So a very good evening.
How's it going, Michelle? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. I love that. You know, I was singing along because I play out your stuff quite a lot, obviously. And that's what I love about independent music.
It was good. I could hear you too.
No. I made sure the microphone was turned down. So last year we had Honeycomb and Hurricane, Holding Out for Gold and Talking Like That, all of which were absolutely superb. So for you, what is your earliest musical memory?
In general, my earliest musical memory was when I was like, I think under the age of five, and both my uncle and my dad played and still play in bands. You know, I used to, you know, be taken to the gigs specifically at that time that my uncle did, you know, blown away by just how incredible the atmosphere was of live music. And from that point onwards, I didn't really want to do anything else. Like that was the dream and the high that I was chasing.
So did you discover your voice first, or was it an instrument, or both at the same time?
Believe it or not, I was a terrible singer. So I actually discovered instruments first. I've always been a guitar player, but you know, I can play piano, drums, bass, like all of the above, because I'm a songwriter, so I dabble in all of them. And singing was the thing that came last and the worst for me. I've had so much difficulty learning to sing properly. It's very hard.
You would never think it. Never think it. How do you put a song together? Are you somebody that's always writing down lyrics, or are you playing on guitar and you get a riff, or is it just different every time?
For me, it used to be really difficult. It used to be one of those things where I'd have to sit there for hours and really like fine tune a song. Now my method is far more streamlined. Because I've been doing it so long, now you know exactly what you want when you hear it. As soon as you hear something, you go, that's it. That's what I want. So for me, I kind of sit with like a piano or a guitar and I'll play some chords or something that I've been hearing in my head. And then over the top, I'll just kind of like hum a tune, you know, like a random line that I might've written down in my phone, you know, see where it takes me. If I don't really like what it is, I kind of just get up and walk away. But if I go, nah, that's something good, I'll immediately start recording, and then I'll probably spend the next 8 hours there finishing the song. Like, it just comes out like that.
Do you ever feel that a song is gifted to you from the universe because it comes through so easily and quickly? It's almost like you didn't write it.
Absolutely. There have been a few songs in my career that have come to me really quickly, but actually there's two songs that I haven't released yet at all, that I will in the future, that came to me in an hour. And, you know, those ironically were the songs that meant the most to me. So no one's heard them yet, but for me in my life, they were two very pivotal moments, you know, and both of those songs came to me within an hour, like fully written lyrics, melody, chords, everything, just because I had to sit down and write them. And the first one was when I lost my dad last year. I wrote the song. It was the only way I could get it out. And then this year I wrote a song for my daughter, and that one came out super quickly, just because, you know, you're feeling all of these emotions.
Your production on your tracks is awesome. It's like it's come from the charts. Is that all you?
I spend hours and hours and hours, months, sometimes years, crafting the production of a song. But I can't take all the credit, because for this EP that you're mentioning, the songs were mixed by a Grammy Award winning mix engineer. So while I did produce all of the songs myself, everything was written by me, it was recorded by me. There is a good amount of credit that needs to go to getting a really good mix engineer to bring it to life.
Well, that means I've got good ears then, doesn't it? Well done, Michelle.
Absolutely.
I know what I like. Now, I asked you this off air to give you a bit of a chance, because this can sometimes throw a musician. What's the best lyric you think you've ever written? The one where you went, I've written that, and I'm really proud of it, and it's really good. So what one is it for you? What song and what lyric?
Early in my career, I was really inspired by the 1975. And for anyone that's a fan of that band, they're very aware that he's a bit of a lyrical genius. that Matty Healy. So I, you know, listened to a lot of their stuff and was trying to go down the same vein of like being, you know, lyrically smart. And so for my song Pinch Grip, I wrote it about a mate of mine who was having some girl troubles. And so I tried to like slip all these like cool lines in there that were, you know, essentially trying to be a smart ass, you know, a smart writer. It's not really me. I'm very straight to the point. I'm not too particularly smart, but this song I was very happy with. So some of those lyrics in like the first verse was, you know, he was talking about missing her. You can't miss what you never had. I said, take a good look at her tonight and figure your heart out. She's got a problem with your hair, but don't despair because she might come around, but don't get your hopes up because she will let them down. Like,
yeah,
I think that's pretty cool. Yeah. I really enjoy that verse.
Yeah.
I think those are some pretty cool lyrics. And the rest of the song goes on in the same vein about, you know, trying to be smart about the lyrics. All my other songs are very like straight to the point. Like there's not really hiding any message behind anything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying what I mean. Whereas that one, I thought I was being smart with that. I always enjoy playing it.
Is the EP out now?
So right now the EP is in the process of coming out. So we've got all of the songs that we're releasing on the EP. And then at the end, we'll just release everything in one big go. And then that will be the EP. So right now you've heard four of the songs off the EP, if I am correct, and the fifth one's coming out this Friday, which for you guys is like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
That will be the fifth song. And then after that, we'll have one more and then the EP comes out. So I'm really excited about that. It comes out in March, I believe.
I speak to you. I'm on Instagram. I'm speaking to people all over the world that send in their music. And it's like a lovely community of people I know through other musicians say, oh, Michelle on Phoenix FM, or somebody say, listen to Katanak. And it's a really independent kind of fantastic scene. But how is it going for you over in Australia, over in your home?
Australia is an interesting market for anyone that's wondering in the UK or America. Australia is not a particularly good live scene. For some reason, not a lot of people venture out to find new artists at venues. A lot of people go out to festivals, but as you're probably aware, festivals generally only house pretty well-known artists. Mm. And so, you know, I've heard a lot of things about America and UK being very open to new artists, whereas Australia is very close-minded when it comes to new artists. And if you don't have the thing that they're particularly looking for in that moment, it's really difficult to basically get anyone to come out to any of your shows.
Yeah. And as I always say, independent music, the best way to support it, even if you don't have any money yourself, you can always like, comment and share. That's the first thing, because that always helps an artist.
Absolutely.
And if you've got Spotify or iTunes or Apple Music, whatever it is now, go and have a listen, because that always helps. Doesn't make, and also merchandise, if you do want to support an independent, then you can download normally from Bandcamp.
Merchandise is a big one.
Yeah, because otherwise people wouldn't be able to. I mean, I don't want to say poverty, but it's really difficult for independent musicians, isn't it, to earn any money from really fantastic original songs, unless you get sync music, which is really difficult.
Yes, earning money in music these days is really hard.
Yeah, and you do it because you've got a passion for it, but it's always absolutely nice. It's always nice to get, you know, somebody going, I like what you do, and they buy a t-shirt or other bits and other bits and pieces that you might have to for sale. So the EP, have you got the title, or you're not releasing that yet?
The title of the EP?
Yeah.
It's going to be self-titled, so it's literally just called Katanak.
And your name, Katanak, it's spelled differently, but that's your surname. Is that right?
It is my surname. Yeah. It's spelled phonetically for the artist name,
yeah.
But for my last name, it's a Scottish name, so it's spelled differently, yeah.
Yeah, because I would have said Katanak, and I would have got that totally wrong. So it's good you've got Katanak. Even I got that correct, and I'm normally absolutely terrible. And it's great, because I bet you nobody else had that name.
There's not many.
No.
If I've done my digging, and there's not many Katanaks around the world.
Global Songwriting Competition, the song that we're going to end on is called Can You Hear It? So tell us about this song and also about the Global Songwriting Competition.
So this song is, it's a fun one. So like I mentioned earlier, I am inspired by the 1975. So I wanted something that's really poppy, really upbeat, something that really jumps around, really guitar driven, in terms of how funky the guitar is. But I really love this song because the bass is the star of the show for my liking. I wrote that bass part in the chorus, and I was pretty stoked with it. It's really fun to play, and it sounds really good. And it is a really simple pop song. I'm not even going to hide it. It's a really simple pop song, you know, as easy as it gets, you know, just talking about, can you hear my heart? And you know, I can feel it beating like a drum. I just wanted something that was easy to sing along to and fun to play.
Do you think you'll ever make it over to the UK to do maybe a little tour across our wonderful island?
I would love to one day, absolutely. You know, I don't know when it would be in the future, but I would love nothing more than to get over there. I've heard really good things about the UK from musicians that have gone over there. I'd love to get over there at some point, even just for the sake of traveling.
Yeah, it'd be great to have you over, see you play live. Now, if you want to find out more about Katanak, it's all the W's, katanakmusic.com. Obviously, all the links will be there for Spotify, for Apple, for merchandise, for the tunes, for the EP, probably a pre-save as well. And Katanak is K-A-T-A-N-A-K. That's correct, isn't it?
It is correct, yes.
Woohoo! Well done. It's been wonderful to actually finally talk to you. We've been chatting with so many other bands like Beat Bakery and Rogue Effects, and there's a big group of people, and we like each other's posts, and Blue Scar and everybody. They're just a fantastic group of musicians that all support each other, which is really fantastic. So thanks for chatting to us. You can now nip off to bed. Get that sleep. And would you like to introduce your song?
I would. And thank you so much for having me, Michelle. This is my song, Can You Hear It?
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
When I hear your name, and I feel so free, and yet you're tattered all over my brain.